The man of truth, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.
The compassion, the affection that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had towards the Ahlul Bayt, towards the noble family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Regarding this, it has been stated in Sahih Bukhari that Sayyiduna Uqba bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out after offering Asr Salah, and the Lion of Allah, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, was also with him. Now, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by Sayyiduna Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was playing with children at that time. So, with extreme compassion and affection, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked up Sayyiduna Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and mounted him on his neck and said that, "I swear by my father that you resemble my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, not your father Ali al-Murtaza." And upon this, listening to this, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem also smiled. So this was a great expression of love towards Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him mount upon his shoulders and also said that, "You resemble my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, not your father." And Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem also smiled over this. Sayyiduna Abdurrahman Asbahi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Sayyiduna Hassan bin Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhum was a small child, he came to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at that time, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting upon the pulpit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Since Sayyiduna Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu had not seen anyone else sitting upon the pulpit except for his beloved grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, hence, out of his innocence, he said that, "Come down from the pulpit of my grandfather." Now, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not want to hurt the feelings of the prince of the Ahlul Bayt. So, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came down straight away and said, "O Hassan, you spoke the truth. This pulpit is indeed your grandfather's." Saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked up Sayyiduna Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and made him sit in his lap. It was as if a small child had spoken about the beloved of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the old memories freshened up again. The emotions that were hidden in the heart of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out in the form of tears, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu wept bitterly out of the separation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem witnessed this, he saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala crying. He also got worried, thinking that Amirul Mu'mineen Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala perhaps would be thinking that, "I told this to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala to say this to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala." So Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala said that, "By Allah, this has not happened upon my instructions," meaning that I did not tell Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come up to you and say this. To which Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked towards Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem affectionately and said that, "You've spoken the truth. By Allah, I would have not accused you that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said this upon your instructions," meaning that I wouldn't have accused you anyways that Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said those words upon your instructions. Meaning that he is just a child, and even if he did so, still, you don't need to be worried. So these are the words that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So this again shows the level of reverence, the level of affection and compassion that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had towards Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, towards Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, towards the noble family, the noble household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The man of truth, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.